They call it a horse. Think about a horse and hire.
Mm-hmm. What about what do you say you're doing when you just get on a horse and go around?
When you're riding a horse?
Riding a horse.
Of course, they have a lot of gates, foxtrot, and all that stuff, which I don't know about. Single foot, foxtrot,
whatever.
Whatever. Some kind of gated thing. There's a lot of Tennessee walkers. Mm-hmm. And all that. I don't know anything about them. It's all my life.
Yeah. What about this expression? You say if you couldn't stay on your horse, you'd say that you fell.
I say he bucked me off or he threw me. Uh-huh. Of course, the common expression back when I was a kid, he bucked you off.
Mm-hmm.
You've been thrown from the horse.
Mm-hmm. Or what about, say, if a child went to bed at night and in the morning he woke up on the floor, you'd say,
we'd say during the night he fell off the bed.
Getting back to horses, these things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
The shoe, the horseshoe. Mm-hmm.
And what part of the horse's foot do you call it?
The hoof.
And you call four of them four. One hoof, but four.
All four hoofs?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of playing a game with those things?
Horseshoes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was a favorite game back in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I guess they do yet. You don't even buy special made shoes for them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we have out here on Thursdays, we have a fellowship club made up of senior citizens, and I think they're talking about playing horseshoes up there now. Because I never could do much good. They'd always hit wrong roll for me.
I don't suppose people raise sheep around here, do they?
No, this is not sheep country. However, some years back, there's quite a few sheep. There's a Rambler type of sheep. I don't name them now.
Do you happen to know what the male sheep is called?
Let's see, ewe is in female. And ram.
Ram. What would...
You have me recall a lot of things I've forgotten.
Yeah. What about a... what do people raise sheep for anyway?
For their wool. And let's see now, what's his button and what's his sheep meat mutton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're mutton and for the wool.
Mm-hmm. What about hogs? Male hog? That would be
hungry for the meat.
I mean, what do you call a male hog?
Boar. Of course, that would apply to a squirrel or a groundhog.
A boar? We're talking about.
In my opinion.
Talking about hogs, what would you call a little one when it's first born?
What you call him a pig?
Pig. Is there anything between a pig and
a choke? There's a short. Now this is local expression.
Yeah.
How far it extends. Whether it, I think you find that pretty well true all over the South.
Yeah, right. I have so far. Mm-hmm. Well, what about a male hog that's been altered?
He'd be castrated.
Mm-hmm. Is he called anything?
Yeah. Well, I don't like to think of called.
You ever heard barra or bar?
Oh, barra. Yeah. And again, I'm in the wrong field.
Yeah. Is there...
Of course, I've gotten some of that knowledge from the fact that in the newspaper and all that. I've been thrown against it. Because experience, I haven't had it.
Right. What about the... Are there any other terms for castrated? Castrated or altered or... What did you heard of?
Well, I think that they taught us today there's something about neutered.
Neutered.
Mm-hmm. That's the Lord.